This is the Fighting the Good Fight podcast, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems with your host, Patricia Gentile. Patricia Gentile is a taxpayer defense attorney, CPA, the founder of New England Tax Relief, and Patricia L. Gentile Coaching. With 40 years of IRS expertise and experience, she has successfully defended and resolved difficult IRS situations for hundreds of taxpayers. Patricia coaches tax professionals to confidently identify their client's IRS problem and create a successful resolution plan for them. As a fierce advocate, a creative strategist, and solution finder, fighting the good fight with Patricia Gentile is both her passion and purpose to help tax professionals successfully resolve their clients' tax problems.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Fighting the Good Fight podcast. I'm your host, Patricia Gentile. Our platform here is to provide tax professionals to feel confident that they can create a solution and help their clients solve their tax problems. And I like to bring not just information, but wisdom when I bring on a guest to talk about their aspect in the tax resolution business. And if you're a taxpayer listening, what you're hearing is the difference between a real tax resolution professional and the mills that you hear with the advertisements on radio and on television. There is a difference with experience and competency and tax professionals who have been decades in first maybe tax preparation to now stepping into the tax resolution to defend and advocate for taxpayers' rights. Today, my guest is Michael Rosbrook. He is a CPA and a CTRS. That's a, Michael, that's a Certified Tax Relief Specialist. Is that what
tax,
that?
Certified Tax Resolution Specialist.
Tax Resolution Specialist, CTRS, if you've never heard of those credentials. Michael is a pioneer in the tax resolution industry, and you'll hear when he got started in this business and know that it was a time that not many CPAs were actually practicing this at all, resolution business. Michael definitely has a proven in the trenches track record as evidenced by accumulating 168 month over month consecutive revenue growth, accumulating in $23 million in revenue in just 1 year alone. That's extraordinary. That's extraordinary just in tax resolution.
Right.
Michael is a nationally recognized entrepreneur, and he's the founder of Roz Strategies, which is a coaching and mentoring service company that helps CPAs, enrolled agents, and attorneys build highly profitable practices through proven marketing and sales systems and strategies. And he doesn't stop there. He also coaches on managing the client relationship and knows firsthand how a best practice IRS representation business should be run and operated. And I can attest to that. I met Michael in September of 2018 in person at a Pitbull tax software user conference. Right. And you were the guest speaker there. I had been for 4 years prior to meeting you in person, I had been following you, your advertisements, when Pitbull would have you on as a guest webinar. And I kept thinking to myself, is he the real deal? Is this the real deal? And I met you in person, and I actually became a member of your Platinum group for year 2019. And I've been a Diamond member ever since. But what I love is I definitely want you to talk about the other levels of membership, especially that founders, is it Founders.
Yeah, it's the Founders Mastermind Program.
That's it. The Founders Mastermind Program. And like I said, I was in the Platinum Mastermind Program for 2019. But this Founders Mastermind Program is fairly new, a few years now.
Yes, it's a few years old, and we run the gamut. I mean, the whole idea is within this, it's a one-year program. Within this 1 year, our mantra is to give you, as you mentioned earlier, Patty, to give you the confidence to take on clients, because now you know how to do the work. So you're not afraid to market for these folks because you know how to talk to them in a consultation, and you also know how to resolve their tax problem. By the way, one thing I wanted to say before I forget, because your audience are tax professionals, and Patty, I always thought this, and I actually used it in my marketing in the early days, that there is a solution to everyone's problem. I think you got to come from to start with that mindset. There is a solution to every problem. Now, it may not be the solution the client was hoping for, but nonetheless, there is a solution to everyone's problem. The other thing, Patty, I'll mention, because of your audience are tax professionals, every client that I've allowed to retain me, and that's been almost 14,000 clients over 16 years when I had my practice, almost in every situation, we were able to improve the client's situation. Almost in every situation, we were able to improve it. Now, maybe that wasn't through an offer and compromise or a partial pay installment agreement, but we were always able to get some penalty relief in most of those cases.
That's excellent. And I think about what you just said and apply it to me practicing tax resolution and defense, taxpayer defense and resolution for decades now. I started back in 1994. Prior to that, I was a CPA for 10 years, and then I stepped into being a tax resolution professional. And because, you know, hence the title, Fighting the Good Fight.
Yeah. You got started when it was the wild, wild west prior to 98, as you know. I mean, the IRS were, they were like unstoppable. They were like, you know, the Gestapo back then.
My first tax defense case was an offer and compromise, which I won, but before anybody even heard of it. And I had to get the form through some odd ways to get the form to even submit it. Nobody had heard of it, much less them, you know, publicly advertising it. Now that's a big difference. But it made me think what you were saying. It's so much easier now to get the training to be a highly competent and confident tax resolution professional. I never had that. It was learn as you go, grab the resources that give you the information you need, practice, experience, and then you find your colleagues all over the place, and you try and come together and actually share tips and strategies. And now you have masterminds that allow people to shortcut this time.
Exactly.
You know, and actually do this work for thousands of citizens that have this problem. You were just saying earlier about the marketing analytics that you found out recently. Did you want to mention about that?
Sure. I mean, the tax resolution market is huge. It always has been huge. And I always considered the IRS my marketing partner, by the way, especially when they send out notices. But the market is right now, there's probably around 7 to 10 million identified non-filers. And then there's another 15 million or so in the collections division. So there's about 25 million people right now that have an issue with the IRS.
Wow.
That's about 17% of the U.S. tax-paying public. You know, I figure there's about 150 million 1040s filed, maybe 155 million 1040s. 25 million people have a problem. That's about 17%. So what is that? One in six people or so have an issue with the IRS. Some of those definitely are large enough to warrant professional representation. But your clients, if you're a tax professional listening to this, your prospects, your leads are online. Okay, now you may not want to be, or you may not like Facebook or anything like that, but your prospects are. So you need to make a decision to meet your prospects where they are, not where you are. And what we have found is we've done a local market analysis, not only in every state, but probably in about 150 different metros throughout the United States. And what we found is about 6,000 or so internet searches a month for a tax resolution specialist. So if you're not online, if your Google profile and Google Maps aren't claimed, and not only claimed, but if you don't have Google reviews, if you don't have your maps and profile optimized for your local area, you are missing out on a ton of business. I mean, the folks in our world that have their maps and profile optimized and their SEO working, they don't even have to be spending any money online. Right. They don't have to be spending money for ads or anything. But if right. your SEO is working, you'll get 5 to 10 leads a month, qualified leads a month. And if you know what you're doing with regard to taking them through a consultation, you should get retained by 2 or 3 or 4 of them a month. I mean, that's $250,000 practice right there.
That's extraordinary that can happen. For any of the tax professionals who their desire is to simply fight the good fight, advocate for taxpayers that need professional guidance and help to resolve their tax problems, because the IRS is extremely intimidating for most taxpayers, majority of taxpayers, just getting the envelope with their address on is just makes people's stomachs drop, and the fear is there. So, you know, it's very helpful that you can offer in your mastermind and your tax and business strategies, membership and your conferences, your annual conferences. Yep. You must also have maybe, do you have a Facebook, private Facebook
community? We have a couple private Facebook communities based on the different programs that people are in. We have one for founders, for sure. We have one for platinum. We even have one for the Order Protection Network, which is another product. We call it the Client Care Package, also known as the Order Protection Plan, which is a killer product as well that people love.
This is also helpful to the tax professionals who may be having a hard time stepping out of the annual tax preparation, tax season business, mm-hmm. and more into what really lights them up. You know, because the tax season is such a grind, me being both a CPA and an attorney, a tax attorney, I, at this point, even, you know, 30 years into doing tax resolution work, I still have my half a dozen annual tax clients. I still do. I can't let them go. They've been with me for 30 years, and you know, I just can't let them go, but I don't market. I don't market right. for tax return preparation. Then again, you were just mentioning all the non-filers. That's an amazing number in the millions of non-filers.
Yeah, it's in the data book that just came out about a month ago. I mean, there's 7 to 10 million people a year So there's more non-filers coming into the fold every year. Some people are coming out of the fold because they're getting the returns done. But on average, 7 to 10 million people a year are non-filers. And I don't mean just the current year. I mean several delinquent years. One of the things too, Patty, I want to say, first of all, thank you for having me on. I don't think I mentioned that. So I wanted to say thank you so much for having me on. And the title of your podcast is so appropriate, you know, fighting the good fight, because that's what we're doing. You and I both know the IRS is so incorrect in so many instances, and that people need a fighter in their corner. They need someone to vigorously be an advocate and stand up for their rights in their corner, because nobody else is. Nobody else is doing that. And it's a specialized skill set, but it's also a very easy transition to make if you're a licensed a tax pro or a licensed tax preparer and you want to get into resolution. It's a very, you know what it takes is a decision. is a decision up here that you're finally going to help people resolve a big issue versus reporting on history that's 6 months old.
Right. I have to say it was comfortable for me to make that transition. The more tax cases I was taking on, tax defense and representation cases, the less I could even handle them during tax season at the same time. So that pain and that stress was starting to make me look at that decision of making that break. And, you know, when you have I had a 2019 when I entered your Platinum Mastermind was really the tax season that broke me, in the sense that the IRS was, our government, the U.S. government, had a shutdown for 35 days. And all of a sudden they came back on. And the auditors, the appeals officers, the revenue officers, the collection agents, you name it, all came back in, flying back in, wanting to pick up where we left off with the cases. Now tax season starts, and I actually have a trial in the United States Tax Court on the docket for the middle of March, and they wouldn't continue that. Even though we didn't get to discovery in January when they were shut down. And that broke me. And I have to say that as a result of, you know, being involved in your Platinum Mastermind, I created New England Tax Relief. And that is strictly for taxpayer defense and resolution. And I slowly, during that year, made the decision to refer at least 50% of my annual tax season to other professionals that I handpicked in my network to refer them to for the next tax season. Yeah, it was that was my first decision. But for those tax preparers, CPAs, and enrolled agents that, you know, you also enjoy doing the tax returns, actually preparing them. What we're talking about with all the non-filers, when you take on a tax defense representation case, have at it. You're going to be preparing, you know, 6, 7 years to 10 years at a time, just for that case, just to get that case going and in and help you. That helps you actually to create the strategy for your clients. I also wanted to ask you, Michael, about how can a tax professional in terms of marketing differentiate themselves from the mills that are the tax relief mills that are advertising on radio and television out there? You know, a lot of clients I've had over the years call them and they won't do anything until you pay them a large fee up front. And then a year and a half later, you're getting your notices back from the IRS now. Mm-hmm. And they've lost that money. And now they're looking for somebody, actually local, because usually that's the problem, the 1-800 numbers. After that, people start looking for somebody local. That's what I heard. But how could somebody distinguish themselves from them and stand out?
Yeah, basically, just what you said, they need to be unique. They don't need to be unique. They just need to be them. You need to be you. So people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. So one of the things we teach is to start with a direct mail, believe it or not, direct mail, which is prehistoric. A lot of people poo-poo it. But if you know the art and science of direct mail, you can get rich if you know what you're doing. In any event, you start with direct mail and you send a very personalized letter with a brochure, a dedicated 100% taxpayer representation, tax resolution brochure. And one of the panels is you. And your About Us or bio is not about all the credentials and alphabet you have after your name, but it's you as a human. In other words, I have two daughters, two grown daughters, two grandkids. I love smoking cigars, and I have a muscle car, like going on classic car shows on the weekend. That's how you differentiate yourself from everybody else. It's just be you. You know, a lot of our audience, you know, their headshot is from high school. Okay, you got to get over yourselves, people. You got to take a current headshot and put it on your website or put it in your brochure, because that's who you are and that's who people want to do business with.
I love that. So, you know what I've noticed recently, though? You mentioned direct mail. I actually noticed that there's a pickup in my, it's picked up back up again. Direct mail, I'm noticing a lot more in my mail, and it's caught my eye because you were the person that brought me back to looking at direct mail. And
so think about this. What some of the largest online companies on the planet use direct mail. I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but some of the, like, for instance, do you know the company Uline?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So Uline sends out a 140 page catalog in the mail.
Right.
Okay. So think about it. You're going to get the catalog. What are you going to do? You're going to go online. So they use offline to take you back online. So they use direct mail to get you back online. Google, small business, Google AdWords, they send a three-part kind of looking postcard to new small businesses to get you to go online and use their services. I got a catalog in the mail the other day. I forget what it was, but a lot of online companies use direct mail as part of their marketing strategy. So
that's a good idea. I also want to have you talk about, you do an annual success summit.
Yes.
For your members. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Right. So this is open to everyone. Of course, we have a lot of our members attend, but this is open to anyone. It's a business conference. And when I say business, we teach the business of resolution. If you wanted to get into the business of resolution, this is the event for you. I don't think there's another event in this country that teaches what we teach at the Tax Resolution Success Summit. And by the way, if you went to the website and go to event, or just go to rozstrategies.com/summit, you'll get to the page. And actually, we have the early bird special going on right now. The tickets are $9.97, but you can grab one now for $297, $700 off.
Wow.
And that expires. Yeah, that expires June 1st. So you want to do that before then. But it teaches, Patty, how to get into the business. If you're already in the business, how to expand the practice. We go through a lot of mindset sessions, because as you know, if your mindset isn't right, nothing else really matters. So we do that. And this year we have Martha McSally, who was a former U.S. Senator from Arizona and the first female fighter pilot from Afghanistan is keynoting our event.
Wow.
So Martha McSally is going to be keynoting it. We have a bunch of other speakers there. Of course, I teach a lot of sessions. And that's also when we talk about the Founders Mastermind Program, which is a one-year program basically to give you the confidence to do the work so that you're also confident in marketing your services and talking to tax resolution clients who want to hire you. So we teach the whole gamut at that. It's a 2.5-day summit, August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th this year. It's virtual, so you can attend from the comfort of your home or office. A lot of people set up their big screen TV in their conference room and invite some of their staff members. And it's a lot of fun. This is not your typical tax event, tax conference or seminar. We do a lot of gamification. You can earn rewards. We have a lot of gift giveaways and prizes. Every single minute of the event is choreographed with you in mind so that you get the most out of this event over those 3 days.
That's extraordinary. I don't think I've attended anything like that. There's not that many conferences, right, that's the mindset of the conference that, right, you and Roslyn have.
And Roslyn is the one. Yeah, she's the VP of, obviously she's my business partner and president of the company, but she's also the VP of fun. So she's the one who knows how to put on these types of events. She always has surprises up her sleeve for our attendees and members. And it's a lot of fun. If you're serious this year about making the switch, or at least finding out what's available to you, what the opportunity is, you really should check it out so that at least you are in the know and have all the available information at your fingertips to make a decision.
And that's exactly what can happen for anybody attending. I happen to have my first event of your annual summit. And I don't know if it was your first summit or your second one. I think it was your second one that I attended when I was a Platinum Mastermind member in 2019. I think your first one was in 2018.
The first one was 2016.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we started in San Antonio and then Austin. And then the one in 2019 that you went to, Patty, if you were there, was Dallas.
Dallas, yeah. Yep. That was in person. And then COVID hit in 2020 and you went virtual, which has been huge.
Yes.
I love your Zoom room. I love that. That's exciting. Very exciting to see everybody. Is that a 360?
Yes. It's actually the people who produce it. Produce Tony Robbins' events and Russell Brunson's events. It's called Sage Productions, a Barry Baumgartner over there. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. And she produces the event for us.
Oh, that's, it's very impressive. Impressive. You must have been at first a little intimidated or overwhelmed about stepping into an arena like that where everybody's how many thousands of people?
We had almost 1,000. Let me tell you, that was scary. I was scared out of my mind to do that. But one of the things that I've always learned is get comfortable with doing the uncomfortable. Growth is on the other side of that. I always think about fear, and you've heard me talk about this. Think of fear as, first of all, it's false expectations appearing real. That's what F-E-A-R means. Think of it as a mile high, a mile wide, but paper thin.
Right.
All you have to do is poke your finger through it because it's paper thin and you're on the other side. Right. I mean, we build this up in our head that it's, this huge thing, and 99.9% of the time, it's nothing. It's just making a decision to do it.
I love that you said that, because that's really a lot of what's behind my coaching, one-on-one coaching with tax professionals, feeling confident that they can actually help their clients resolve their tax problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying earlier that you've always believed that there isn't, what is it?
There's a solution to every problem. Yep.
And that's really my mindset. I realized that a while ago that I don't think twice about taking a tax defense case on. I will always be able to find a resolution or a solution to the problem. I know that from all my years
exactly.
of working this and experience. And so it'd be great for others to have that, have that as well. Have that gift as well.
One of the solutions is a full pay option. And you know what? You know, and I know, I can tell you how many dozens of people over the years have hired me to be the middleman between them and the IRS. In other words, the client has the ability to write a check.
Right.
They do not want to be on the phone with the IRS.
Right.
They don't want to call the IRS for a payoff. They don't know what to ask. They don't know if they say something that's incorrect, can be used against them. So one of the solutions, because I say there's a solution to every problem, one of the solutions is a full pay option where you're hired to coordinate it, to quarterback it.
I actually have a case like that right now.
Yeah.
I actually have a case like that right now. And it's always, I still am like surprised by it, you know, that all of a sudden somebody wants to hire the professional just for that reason. And I'm like, wow, that's great. For me, I find that to be an easy case.
Exactly.
Right? That's an easy case. And I'm happy to do that. And I'm happy for them that they can full pay. So that's probably one of the better cases to ever have.
Exactly.
But yeah, I have a case just like that. So
that's why I'm confident in saying there's a solution to every problem.
You got that right. And the client will bring it to you sometimes, right? Like that. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Michael, what is it that you would like to inform any of the listeners about, more about your tax and business strategies or your conference coming up, or just to give them words of wisdom of how to step into this confidently or go through that fear?
Well, look, we're almost in the middle of 2024. If you're a tax professional and you're not considering advisory work now and into the future, and when I say advisory work, I include tax resolution in that category. If you're not considering changing your business model from being in the tax prep or accounting business, you've already seen it. I mean, you're going to be extinct in a few years with all the IRS is going to expand their free file system. There's more do-it-yourself online free filing. And, you know, doing tax prep, what value are you adding to the client? I just don't see if you're doing planning, which is part of advisory, I could see that being a value add. But I think that you should be looking at, and you don't have to do it resolution, you don't have to do it with planning, but you should be looking at other revenue streams so that you're guaranteed a future, future for your family, a legacy, retirement, whatever you want to do. But that's not going to come from tax preparation. So you should be looking at, in my opinion, advisory. And there's a lot of resources today. And I encourage folks to come to the annual event we're doing in August. Just go to the website, rozstrategies.com/summit.
And that's great advice. And this is the time, because tax season's over. This is the time to investigate. Michael, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. Your wisdom is awesome. I always learn from you.
Thank you, Patty.
I take every opportunity to listen to wherever you're going to pop up as a guest for somebody. And of course, I love on the monthly, you actually have this afternoon on your mindset.
Yes, the mindset calls this afternoon.
Yeah, this afternoon. But I also, on my resource page of my website, patricialgentilecoaching.com, my resource page has your website link.
Oh, cool.
So, yes. So anybody can go to that. And if you end up going to NewEnglandTaxRelief.com, I actually have a page for tax professionals as well. But once again, I want to put out there, if you're interested in the annual Tax Resolution Success Summit to see if this is something that would help you grow your current tax resolution practice, or you want to see if this is something for you to step into and make that decision. As Michael said earlier, it's rozstrategies.com/summit. It'll take you directly there, as well as his website will take you there. But thanks so much. Most likely I'll see you on the screen for that.
Patricia, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Love you. Again, thank you so much for inviting me onto your show. Your show is awesome. It gives so much information to the tax practitioner community. So I'm a big fan.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing you.